We were going to talk about catchphrases, and then we've just said a... What's the word? Just said an announcement from Tom. We actually
came...
No, because I didn't come up with it out of nowhere. You told me.
I did.
That you've just... oh, yeah, you did. Tom had an epiphany. Sorry. He actually came up with one today, and this is... I've not heard it yet, and this is the first outing. Tom.
All tea and no biscuits.
Use it in a sentence.
I remember meeting with this bloke, and the initial chat sounded good. When he showed me the brief, it was all tea and no biscuits.
Okay, I like it.
But is that negative or positive?
It's negative.
It's a bit like...
he's an okay guy.
He's an okay guy. He's not quite what we're looking for.
Yeah, I wouldn't... He didn't seal the deal.
Didn't seal the deal. There's another catchphrase that's similar to, which I can't remember at the moment, but... he's all mouth or like, you know, he's all talk,
no trousers. Mm. Or fart, no.
Or farts.
No, there's one, all shit, no farts.
Oh yeah, I hate that one, yeah.
Yeah, it's a bad one.
So it's a crowded marketplace, basically, you're...
Yeah, no, but I think I've come up with a good one that goes up there in number 4.
But that sounds really positive to me, like, he only talks about good stuff. He doesn't talk about the little unnecessary stuff.
Because you're saying, it's like... He's all tea and no biscuits. It's like, oh yeah.
He's just tea.
He's the essential.
None of those biscuits.
He's none of the middleman. Cut the middleman out. Fuck all that. He's all tea and no biscuits.
Yeah, fucking hell. I met Brian the other day. He's all tea and no biscuits.
And conversely, we can change that. He's all biscuits and no tea.
Yeah, he's all biscuits and no tea. And that'll be
just
that'll
a chat.
That's a bullshitter. Somebody's all biscuits and no tea.
Yeah, but I also do quite like... You know,
it rolls better in a good way.
I do. I mean, I was going to say something, but now I think that you're better. Like, he was all... He was like, ooh, said, the little role play you just said, Johnny, were like, fuck me, he was all tea and no biscuits.
But we'll get used to it, though. He's all biscuits and no tea.
Yeah, but then, by in 5 years' time, it would just be like, what was he like? Biscuits.
Yeah, I like that.
Good meeting.
And then biscuits, mate. Tea and biscuits, lads. Yeah. And then we're in.
Seal the deal.
I know, because you don't really want the biscuits.
No,
just tea.
we had a tea.
Oh, I had a tea meeting with Brian the other day. He's in business chat.
Did he have biscuits? There were biscuits.
There were biscuits. We fired him.
It wasn't biscuits.
What?
No, because if there were biscuits, you'd be like,
right.
We had some biscuits.
Yeah, had a meeting with Brian. He's all tea. What did you do afterwards? Went out and had some biscuits, mate.
You know what I mean?
Yeah?
What does that mean?
And that's talking about the rest. That's talking the rest. Short, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, I see.
Yeah. Just like, bits and pieces, you know, like Geezons. Sport, bit of football. all right, well...
next one, Med.
No, we come up with one, mate. Let's try and come up with...
Well, let's piece it together. What is your favourite thing in the world? Non-sexual.
Generally?
Non-sexual. Favourite thing.
Thanks.
Sport.
Just sport in general? Any particular sport?
Football. Okay. I don't want to sound like a... No, I don't...
No, something else. Cooking. No.
Socialising.
Wow, you're really good about this tough, aren't you? Okay, so friends. We'll say friends.
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 Okay.
That's a quote.
You are a cunt. You are. It's confirmed.
Thing is, I've never even seen the second thing of In Between Us. I've seen a talking head program about it, and that put it
confirmed.
Into me, and I'm a cunt.
Confirmed.
Yeah. I didn't get it, what is it?
Confirmed kill.
It's a quote from
you
the second
Tom
series.
Tom has a Little Britain box set.
No, you don't.
He does.
He fucking does. I'm blushing from that quote. I didn't mean
you
to.
You have a Little Britain box set.
No, I don't have that. Of course I don't. Look at his face. Of course I don't.
He does.
Honestly, I don't.
Do you remember there was that program with Kathy Burr? Gimme, gimme, gimme. But you loved that, didn't you?
No. Did you include
it? That was funny at times.
Who was in it?
Huh?
That was funny at times.
I don't remember. I was too young. I remember there was this.
I watched it.
Did you?
Yeah.
You liked it?
Didn't mind it. Had a cartoon intro, right?
Yeah,
it did. Yeah. Good, yeah. That's really surprisingly good.
Good knowledge.
Okay, all right. So, friends, and what's your most hated thing?
I can't believe I said that.
Wait, you're telling me to say it again.
Hated thing, spiders.
Okay.
It's implanted somewhere.
So it's got to be something with friends and spiders in it.
Yeah, I like friends and I hate spiders.
It sounds like special school now.
I like friends.
Do you like Jess?
But I don't like spiders.
That's it, and that's your saying?
No, it would be something like... Don't take spiders out. No.
Legs, maybe legs. If it's got eight legs.
Do you not like shipmates, maybe? A shipmate could be an eight-legged mate.
What?
Ah, so a bad person.
Yeah, he's alright.
He's got he's six eight. Legs in many or some shit, you know, like.
So, okay.
Okay.
Good. And that's it, another one.
Yeah, so it's, yeah, that's it. He's got six legs.
I'm fearing now that's darkness. I've just realised.
So what was Graham's mate like that
he's
met last night?
He's got six too many.
Okay.
That's good. That's it.
Bed. Yeah, got six. I think that's it's just 6 to 2.
But it doesn't matter.
No, it's good. It's very good tone.
That one.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, that's it. So,
what
was
that
one?
Yeah, so it was like, what's Greg's mate like? You.
He was alright. 6 out of 2 many.
Few too many.
You know then.
Yeah.
No questions more. He's not a nice lad.
Yeah.
Done yours.
Spider child.
Spider child.
With an E. Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, we could change it, worst case scenario. He's got six eyes too many. If we don't, if we're going to get copyright issues from Dark Than the Darkness.
Do they have six eyes or do they have loads of eyes?
They have eight eyes, don't they?
They have thousands.
I thought you said a ball of eyes.
I thought they had one eye for each leg.
I thought it's too many to number. Well, that's flies. It might be.
No, flies have got two big ones, but loads of little tiny things.
Well, how many is too many to number? What's your
scientist, a lazy scientist.
I reckon 30 eyes.
Spiders?
They don't have two eyes. They don't have as many eyes as they have legs.
We'll do some research afterwards.
Later.
Okay. All right, Johnny.
What do you like the most?
I like when it snows and you can get to go and play in it for the day.
Okay, that's the thing you like the most in the world. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Although, do you remember that time we had the big snowfall Brick Lane by your old house?
Yep.
And it was like warfare.
It's great.
It's brilliant. Best day of my life. So I agree.
Yeah,
with you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah. Thing you hate the most. When it doesn't snow.
After the
the sludge.
After the snow, when the fun's gone and it's just too slippery to walk.
He's all snow, no sludge.
but that's great.
Quite
that would be a good lad.
Yeah.
Why is it always got to be about a bloke? Can't we just talk about a situation?
No, but that's it. Like, any situation, it is all snow, no sludge. Brilliant day out.
But that's too much like the tea and no whiskey.
Yeah, let's use a different, like, completely starting point. Okay. Think of another saying. Like,
what other sayings are there?
Till the cows come home.
Okay. Or in a bad way, if something's taken a long time, it's like, it's gone from snow to sludge.
Is that a thing?
I don't know.
That sounds alright, but I'd hope something more exciting than it's gone from snow to sludge.
Okay.
Do you know this? Do you know what this means? To be sent to Coventry.
Yeah. Why?
I just wanted to know if you knew.
Yeah.
Isn't that...
Like left out, just like out.
What does it mean, or what's it from?
Yeah, what does it mean?
That. Well, where does it come from?
No, I'm asking you if you know what it means.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Yeah. Let's check it.
I suppose you knew that, didn't you, Johnny?
Yeah.
Did you? Yeah.
If he didn't, we'd send him to Coventry.
Oh, okay.
But
also, the...
I think we should think of...
Just quickly.
Catchphrases.
The... No, it doesn't matter. Come on.
Other catchphrases that we can steal their run.
Hang on. So what was your favourite was...
From rags to riches.
Like, bright as...
From right. Sludge to snow. If something's gone from bad to good, it's gone from sludge. No. Well, rags to riches. It's all tea and no biscuits.
Snowier than.
In one ear, out the other.
It's colder than a.
Oh, you know, like, it's done something like a something something. Like, it's. So, like. You know, like, it's. Whatever. Be like, it's hotter than a something something or whatever.
Like hotter than a pig's fanny.
Yeah.
Yeah, colder than a witch's tit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so it's snowier than...
Because you like snow,
you like snow.
Okay, it's...
No, let's forget about the snow, let's talk about the sludge day. Because the sludge is the shit bit.
Yeah.
Okay. It's sludgier than a...
Sludge match. No, grudge match. Just a rhyming then. Sludge is a difficult one to put in. Like,
well, we'll move around.
We'll come back to it. Come back to it. Sludge.
Okay, alright, so we're still going to do the things I like, things I don't like. Or is it?
Or if you have one, if you have a catchphrase.
Come up with one.
I've got a favourite one. I'd like to maybe work around that.
Okay, what's your favourite?
There's no need to do that, look. It's It'd be good.
No, no, look.
Okay, it's got a face like a clumsy beekeeper.
Okay, nice. Right. Nice.
So,
it's got something a face, for it's instance, got, it's got a face who, no, like give clumsy an example. Wasp-keeper. Give an example. Who would you say that?
Harry Redknapp.
Oh.
Harry Redknapp. Any more?
Oh, you're saying...
I'm asking you, who would... I see. How do you liken that to someone?
Okay, but I think that's quite nice because it's got a job in it. Like, it doesn't really hurt anyone. You're missing
no, but I can't quite imagine who would look like. Give me an example of who would look like.
Oh, a clumsy beekeeper.
Yeah. That's what I say, Harry Redknapp.
I would say maybe...
Be brutal. Be as brutal as
Michael Gambon.
Cool, yeah, fine.
But that's only because he's got quite a swollen face.
Yeah.
Do you know who I imagine would have
Gordon Ramsay.
That is, yeah, that's great. Yeah.
I imagine Janet Street Porter's vocal cords have the same treatment of bees.
Viz said that Janet Street Porter sounded like a witch playing a kazoo in a dustbin.
What was that thing about that? What was that thing about doing a piano full of tins?
Oh, no, it was...
No, it was a typewriter. No,
it was Pete Doherty.
That wasn't Pete.
Pete Doherty's music sounds like... Someone's thrown a typewriter covered in tinfoil down the stairs.
Yeah, it wasn't Pete Doherty there. It was something else. he's not there. So bees face.
What? No, I was saying it has to be like a similar job that someone has done badly and resulted in an accident.
Okay. What jobs have the worst consequences then?
Okay,
chainsaw man.
Oh, okay. Yeah, good.
He's got.
Say for example, Tom's brother.
Acid. Tree surgeon.
Yeah.
Okay. Just tree surgeon.
So he's got the fingers.
Oh, hang on. What's that condition where people look like they've got tree stumps as legs? To be like a tree surgeon.
Elephantiasis.
That doesn't have such leprosy. A ring for it. No, it's like those guys you see in India with
tree. Oh, yeah, that's quite good. He's got a face like a leprous tree surgeon. I mean, the problem with that is that it's not like a kind of a sliding scale of damage. I mean, if you take a chainsaw to the face, that's pretty much it. It's not like, oh, he's had a bit of a chainsaw to the face.
Alright. He's got the face of a drunken acupuncturist patient.
It's not
so. What about like, she had tits like a leper's fingers? As in, not there. You know? Does it work? Is it good?
Yes. He's been silent for ages, and then popped up with jet tits like a leper's fingers.
Do they fall off? Am I?
That's good. Yeah. Oh, what? So really drippy?
No, not just none.
None.
Oh, right.
Because people might... Leprosy might be a bit of a sore subject. You'd be like,
oh, I bet it is.
Like, well, yeah. Like, so you're like, she's got tits like a frostbitten hand.
Like your grandma's bollocks.
She's got tits like your grandma's bollocks.
As in?
She hasn't got any. Yeah, yeah. I like that. She's got tits like your grandma's bollocks.
It's good.
And I think that's the best catchphrase we come up with.
Tits like the size of bollocks. Your grandma's bollocks.
She's got tits the size of your grandma's bollocks.
Good.
That's good.
And then I think what we should do now in future is when we just start talking about stuff or at the pub, just chuck it in. And then see if someone rolls with it. Just like, cool. Yeah, that's good. Did you make that up? No, it's classic.
What was the first one again?
Tea and biscuits.
Oh, yeah.
It's got six legs too many.
Okay, yeah, that's good. And tits like grandma's bollocks and then something about
tits the size of your grandma's bollocks.
You got tits the size of your grandma's bollocks.
And what's the...
How do you know about my grandma's elephantiasis?
Yeah, that would be...
Yeah. Well, I didn't know
you knew about my grandma's bollocks.
No, just it's like...
Nice pair of cans, then.
Yeah.
She has
cans. Lovely pair of tits.
Well, in that case, I'll call her. No.
Well, how about fake tits? You've got tits like a transvestite's nuts. I feel like I'm being shot down unfairly.
No,
it's
well,
yeah. I'm really trying.
I don't think because nuts are never that big.
Well, big.
No, do you want massive nuts? Do you want that? If I said penis, mayor, but nuts.
Tom Lamb, pride of Bermondsey with his huge nuts.
Bermondsey? Where did that come from?
I thought I'd kind of like make it a little more serious.
Where did Bermondsey come from?
Well, the pride of Bermondsey just sounds nice. Yeah. I'll be honest with you, when someone says the Pride of Bermondsey, I just think like a quite smashed up car.
So, Johnny, you really let us down with sludge.
Well, yeah. No, but he came up with Grandma's Balls.
Oh, yeah,
he
did. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Can we do the convert, the opposite of that? So, like, tits like my grandma's bollocks. And if she had big tits, you'd say...
She had tits like my grandma. It's a joke. I've not seen them. Not for a long time. It's a joke. I've never seen them. Tits like...
Not tits, or anything sort of object that's big. And it's so just tits. For the female.
No, but no, but that's easy though, isn't it?
Well, we'll go with tits.
No, because just be like, just say, because things are easily big, yeah, so you should be like, okay. Everest or whatever.
Well, I want to do something with that those leopard's fingers. I think that's good.
What falls off? What, like...
Apples.
You got an orchard like a leopard's finger. Leopard's fingers.
Or
when you
in autumn,
advertise on a lamppost.
Yeah, no, autumn, it's like the leaves are falling off like a leopard's finger.
That happens anyway. But what's that thing where you put like little tabs?
How about when it's raining really hard?
Oh, what, you just want to rename them as leopard's
it's coming
fingers?
Coming down like leopard's fingers.
That's what they're
actually. I'm advertising.
Leopards, it's coming down like leopard's fingers.
How are you advertising? Leopard's fingers.
Yeah, that's quite good actually. Like, you know, Tom was saying the post. I'll explain what you were saying. Yeah. The posters that you put up on lampposts and you pull the little
tab.
Tape paper.
With the phone number on.
Yeah, that's a leopard's finger.
How do you find out about it? Friends from family, online, magazine.
Leopard's finger. Nine double O. Johnny, finish it off and then I'm not going to get done.
Seven.
You've done it.
Six, five, four,
three, two, one.